KMJ News Time coming up on 7:50. And once again, it feels like it's been weeks since I have talked to our good friend from the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard, but he joins me right now. Mr. Dillard, how are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you.
So, you know, one of the things that all of us look at least parents, are businesses that understand how to strike a balance, you know, family life with business life. And to that end, cool story here with the Fresno Metro Black Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so they're one of the winners of the Child Friendly Business Awards that are given out every year by First Five Fresno County, local nonprofit. And yeah, it comes as businesses are paying even more attention to policies that will keep their employees satisfied. You know, it's a job applicant's market right now. So the common thread is options, specifically whether you want to be in the office or work from home. And also the freedom to bring kids into the work environment if necessary. So the Fresno Metro Black Chamber, they do both. They let people be flexible about working remotely. And sometimes you'll see a child in the office if the baby needs to be there to be kept an eye on by the parents while they're working. I spoke to the executive director. She said that it hasn't slowed down production, and it really brings down the stress level of the office. And despite that freedom, she said about 85 to 90% of the work time is spent actually in the office. Legacy Construction of Fresno has a similar policy. They have about 50 employees. About half of them are working parents, so they really rely on that flexibility to do their jobs. The same with Acapella Chocolate. That's from DeBoss Gourmet Chocolate Company, a local company. They pair it with generous maternity and paternity leave, and they really focus on treating the team as family. So other winners of this award this year were Bitwise Industries and a local nonprofit, Success Together Incorporated. Congratulations to them and to the award organizers. You know, we really hope these practices become commonplace. Should be a win-win for families and for the bottom line.
I want to touch on one part of that, and that is the fact that time off for children's events and childcare resources and what have you, that's thrown into this, and it's a good thing. And I've thought for a long time that other countries do a better job of this, in particular in Europe, than we do, by and large. I worked for a radio station once, not in this area, but I worked for a radio station once that was very anti bring your kids to work and really have anything to do with them. And that's really a turnoff, and especially now coming out of the pandemic, I mean, this is something that is going to hopefully, if you need to be in an office, is going to entice parents to at least know that their kids matter to the company as well as to them.
Exactly. And this is just something that businesses are going to have to do. You know, it's not even really being a nice thing. It's just really showing their employees that they matter.
No question about it. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right. So Western Milling out in Goshen, they are in the news.
Yeah, there's so much merger and acquisition activity lately, and the latest news is a big deal for Western Milling, a local feed company with national reach. They've been acquired by Vizirion. That's a Colorado-based, but it's a global ag merchant. They just supply all the needs for growers. So this part of this acquisition includes the local headquarters in Goshen, as well as facilities in Hanford, McFarland, Texas, and Arizona. Unsure of the price, but it's probably a big number, and it comes just on the heels of the announcement that Foster Farms had been sold to a Connecticut holding company. So a lot, you know, kind of a relation there. Western Milling has been through some issues. You might recall they produced some horse feed several years ago that resulted in the unfortunate death of 21 horses at a Clovis horse ranch. And around that same time, they started a plan for an employee stock ownership program. So they actually sold 100% of the company to employees. And at the time, that deal was worth about $244 million. After the news of the horse incident came out, that stock in the company was worth about $27 million. So there's actually a lawsuit going on between the employees and Western Milling. So a lot more to this story. We'll be sure to keep you updated. But yeah, just tons of sales, tons of acquisitions going on right now. Fresno, Central Valley companies here are really hot commodities.
Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joins us every Monday, although lately, because of all kinds of schedules, holidays and stuff, we haven't seen him as much as we like, but Gabe Dillard joins us Mondays at about 7:50. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.